Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As we enter a new era,
couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:06. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning. Welcome. It is cold. And you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And the big story of the day continues to be out west, the California wildfires. We'll dig into more on that. But we've got a special guest joining us right now, State Representative from District 22, Chad Johnson, joins us. And good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing well this morning.
Hey,
little chip, but doing good.
Yeah, no. Look, the sun's out; it's crisp. As long as we're not damaging crops, we'll be okay with that. And we appreciate you joining us. You've kind of been in the news a bit lately, and GRU, as many people listen to my show, known for years, you know that they've had issues for years, and the state went ahead and kind of took the authority away from the city of Gainesville and formed something called the GRU Authority, and I think it was a fantastic move. So explain to me, if you would, maybe the background on why this HB 1645 is necessary, since I think you and I agree that the GRU authority is a good thing.
So House Bill 1645 obviously was passed prior to me being in the legislature, and quite honestly was passed prior to me having a staunch focus on Gainesville. But understanding business, understanding economics, if you look at GRU and what had happened over the last 10 to 15 years, you're looking at an institution that has a debt to capitalization ratio of north of 82%.
What does that mean, Chad? Not to stop you there, but
so generally, a debt to capital ratio between 30 to 50% means that you own, or your debt is 30% of what you have in capital, capital assets.
Hmm.
When you get north of 70%, all of a sudden there is some concerns. And GRU, because of different things that occurred over the last 10, 15 years, was in that 82%. We were spending more than 151% of our net revenues going back into the general fund. And there's just some fiscal discipline that was not taking place. I have read all the comments about, an affordable and sustainable GRU. And, at the end of the day, my goal, keep in mind my dad was an REA lineman. I grew up in the utility business, not on the business side of it, but understanding the importance. And on a day like today, everybody wants to turn the light switch on and have heat in their home. And so, you know, the major goal is to make sure that we've got the strongest possible utility for ratepayers. And the answer is not, you know, it got to a point where GRU couldn't continue to raise the rates, even though they were substantially higher than local competition, and still resolve the issue. We were nearly $2 billion, that's a billion with a B, in debt. And so the people before me decided to pass House Bill 1645, which basically took GRU and placed it under a governing board that is not persuaded by political power from the standpoint of trying to sequester votes to stay, you know. And so, like it or not, that's where we're at today. I realize that there are some legal challenges thus far. The authority has withstood those challenges. And when this was brought to me, my concern was not the legal challenges, not what's going on with 1645, but making sure that the GRU authority moving forward would have the backing of the bond issuers. Because when you're at 82% debt to capital rate and you're $1.7 billion in debt, you're going to have to do creative financing to work your way out of it. And so making sure that you keep a good bond rating and can get that interest rate was key. And that was the intent.
Yeah. Can you, in simple terms that we can all understand, explain why, what the whole bond rating kind of thing is, why utility would need that? And just in general, outside investors, which, knowing they're $2 billion in debt, I would say that would be a tough sell to a so-called investor.
Yeah, so bond ratings are rated, just, you know, going back to when we were all in school, between, you know, A is stable, AA plus is super stable, and maintaining in that A rating changes the difference in what your interest rate is. And all of us are becoming fully aware of the power of interest rates. If you bought a car 5 years ago at 2.5 interest, and then now you're refinancing a new vehicle at 6, your purchasing power is drastically changed. Same way on a bond rating. When you change bond ratings and you incur more interest, then the interest on that debt becomes just that much more. You know, keep in mind, 2% on $2 billion is $40 million annually just in interest alone. And that's what a lot of us don't really think about when we're discussing large numbers and business. And simple 2% interest rate doesn't sound much, but it's, like I said, it's a big number when you get into millions and billions.
Especially when, you know, there could be some flex in the price of the raw materials needed to produce the energy, the electricity. You're looking at a topsy-turvy kind of a situation. And $40 million, yeah, I can imagine how that would impact, what you have to spend on labor cost, and maybe just as importantly, infrastructure to sort of reinvest into the utility, right?
Absolutely. You know, and you're looking at a GRU with plants that are approaching, you know, I think 40 years old. And so that there's some aging there. And if you know, like the authority, don't like the authority, like the bill, don't like how the bill 1645 was passed, you know, we can argue that forever. But if you look at the accomplishments of the authority in just the last year and a half, I would think that you can absolutely see where there is a lot of good improvement, sound fiscal decisions that are improving the overall position of the utility. And at the end of the day, you know, I've got friends and family that work for GRU. It has been a phenomenal utility. When you look at the last few storms, those guys and men and women went to work, restored our power. And if you look at the workforce, they have not been the culprit or the issue with the liquidity, or I shouldn't say liquidity, but the overall cash flow and financial challenges have not been on the workforce of GRU at all. It has been in some investments and some decisions, and then us pulling money out of there probably too much. And so regardless of how we got here, that's a different argument. You know, my focus is trying to get out of the debt, get back to a stronger liquidity position, and again, trying to create the strongest possible utility for ratepayers, and them being able to pay a rate that is competitive across the state. It's no secret that GRU utility rates were higher than anywhere else locally, and nobody wants that.
So what is it? What is the status of the bill itself right now?
So because of the deadlines of when you have to, have your bill filed, the idea behind this was we circulated what this, proposed bill, it has not been filed. And to the point, I included notes, Bob, because, when you get to reading bills, you can get bogged down in the vocabulary. But there were, for a lack of a better term, cliff notes at the bottom of each major issue or point to explain why we were doing what we were doing. And my goal was to, we had a delegation meeting, was to have it presented before the delegation so that we could discuss it there. I had a legislator that was concerned that the delegation was quite lengthy already. I think there's over 55 or 56 at last count, different people to speak at the delegation hearing, and this would maybe be too long. And so for now, we tabled it from having the discussion at the delegation. I have no problem discussing this matter with anybody and sitting down. And so me and I've had some different folks reach out to me, want to have meetings. I'm certainly not opposed to that. So we'll sit down with them, get their insight, their thoughts, and continue to see where this goes.
Well, yeah, look, and we hope for the best outcome for the future of GRU, the utility company, and definitely for the ratepayers who have really taken it in the shorts. And that's because I think people were thinking politically and not fiscally, and maybe that's why city government's not prepared to own and run a utility. I have my own ideas on that. I think utilities should all be cooperatives because it's not like there's competition or open marketplace. But maybe, go ahead.
You're absolutely right. The service district is decided. It's not like if you don't like GRU, you can get, buy someone else's utility, And so you're right. Fiscal discipline is paramount in these situations. And again, our goal is to build the strongest utility for the ratepayers.
Well, and we appreciate your time in trying to explain to us in layman's terms best you can of what this is all about, GRU and H-Bill 1645. State Representative from District 22, Chad Johnson, on the Bob Rose Show. We certainly appreciate your time. And folks, if you missed it or only caught part of it, you can always catch it on the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get podcasts. Click subscribe. We're 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. It's cold. It's Thursday. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Sean Hannity.
More freedom, restoring constitutional order.
3 weekdays.
If we're looking at a weaponized FBI, then what we have to do is restore these things to their former greatness.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Ah, it's America.
Yep.
God bless us, if you would. Dear Lord. Just thankful for every day, really.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Really are. There's problems in the world. There's problems all around. We all have our own challenges in our lives and families. But I don't know. I feel very blessed to be in this time and place. And in right now, I'm really feeling optimistic. And I hope you are, too. And thanks for supporting what we do. It is Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check at 9:20, 9:21, let's call it, is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The top story today, and will continue to be, at least from a national perspective, will be the Southern California wildfires. And, you know, when I first heard of some of the fires breaking out, I honestly said to myself, oh, here we go again. Well, yeah. What's the point?
Right.
This happens every year. The Santa Ana winds, the lack of rain, bad combination. We know that they don't take good care of their forest on purpose because environmentalists want things to be what they call pristine and intact. And we want to, you know, build like what we call like, you know, fire lanes, firewalls or whatever, where you just plow under certain sections so that you have a fighting chance to gain control over wildfires. You can't control lightning. Certainly the idea that some homeless camps may be behind some of these fires, and I heard a statistic, it was somewhere in the 40 percentile range that they believe in general that fires out there are started by, you know, homeless encampments, not necessarily on purpose, just the not tending to fires properly during those extreme conditions, and they get out of control very, very quickly. And so, yeah, I thought this is going to be fatiguing, but if you dig down a layer or two, there is actually a lot going on we can learn from everywhere, not just California. And that is government not prioritizing properly and putting their people first. I think that's why Trump got elected. And it's interesting that the left positioned him like, oh, they want to use a word like nationalistic, like flag waving, when all he wants to do is put Americans first ahead of illegal immigrants. It doesn't mean that we don't want immigration. We just want it to be done in a legal and fair way. And we want to have a good and clear way to be able to filter and allow who we want in and who we do not want to allow in. That's called reasonable. That's called common sense. That's called putting the American people first. In California, you have a lot of different forces pulling in different directions, but not enough of them pulling for Californians first. And what I mean by that is they pat themselves on the back when they tear down a dam, like, look what we're doing for the environment. Well, I don't know. How can you square that up with the environment we see today and these areas that are burned out are in ashes? Not to mention just the air pollution alone, but the amount of money and resources it's going to take to rebuild these areas.
Well, why were the dams built in the first place? Mankind, moving progress, growing populations.
A lot of it initially was hydroelectric. Yep. It provided cheap electricity to areas of the nation. We know that story closer to home through the TVA and what they helped to establish all in and around the Appalachians, bringing electricity to people who wouldn't have been able to afford it really otherwise. And that's what they were capable of doing. It also helped to control flooding that would take place on a regular basis. So it helped with that. And it gave you a pristine water supply when rainfall was limited via the reservoirs. I mean, these are good, sound ideas and practices. Now, for those that are like environmental purists or whatever, you know, the Rodman Dam, again, close to home, serves as an example. There's people that still are working diligently to want to tear that dam down. The problem is whatever argument you had in the first place ran out after it was built. And what I mean by that is it's a sportsman's paradise. The environment, and I know environmentalists will go crazy when I say this, guess what the environment did? It adapted to the changing environment. Similar to what happened when, I remember I was a kid in Michigan. A lot of guys who were a few years older than me, you know, they're heading out to Alaska. I'm like, what? Alaska? Oh, yeah, we're building a pipeline. They're paying a darn good wage.
Yep.
They're not hiring at Ford. I'm out of here.
A lot of people did that.
And they got into the oil and gas industry in general and made great livings. But in the meantime, they put in this controversial pipeline
that, of
course, was going to leak and destroy all of mankind and destroy all of the caribou and other living creatures around there. Well, finally, and it took a long time because the lefty media once again sided with the lefty environmentalist wackos and told the story of doom and gloom, death and destruction.
So did Alaska get destroyed, Bob?
No, in fact, okay. If you look at it, the deer, the population, the elk, all of those creatures, their population, not only survived all of this, but they actually did far better than they had been doing previously. The warm oil flowing through the pipes allowed for some thawing in those areas, mm-hmm. for grass to emerge and grow and become a food source for the caribou and all these other wild animals. So it literally was a win-win situation, and the environment, the animals, the creatures, they actually, you know, adjusted.
Yeah.
Adjusted this new environment. Rodman Dam, same thing. The adjustment's already been made. Yeah, there's some springs that are covered up because of the water that's collected behind the Rodman Dam. So people go, oh, there's these pristine springs that we're never going to get to enjoy because, you know, they're underwater, basically. Well, there's springs, you know, all over Florida, thank goodness, and they're a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to drain this entire thing, do away with it all, and try to restore the Ocklawaha for what? To force the environment to then, again, readjust for all that? Take away what's a sportsman's paradise in that area now? All the adjustments, whatever pain, whatever you want to call it, has already long been made. And so in California, yeah, they think they're the heroes that want to tear down dam. Let's bring it back to its original, you know, pristine condition. Yeah, because, you know, by taking care of that water, it is literally life-sustaining. Oh, that's right. Life-sustaining to human life. Not some little minnow or squid or smelt or whatever it is they're trying to save today or tomorrow. Ridiculous. So I'm hoping that the American people wake up and say, you're not being selfish by saying, we want to put Americans first. That's not selfish. It's self-preservation. And why do we deserve to be preserved? Because we're the freest population on earth. And if we go by the wayside, who's going to protect freedom around the globe? From China, from Russia, from North Korea, from Iran. You're welcome. Put America first. Feel proud about it. Don't take any flack from these lefty weirdos. Because I won't. It's 9:28. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to cover more headlines as well. Happy Thursday. Stay warm. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, borders are...
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Wintertime winds blow cold this season.
It's sort of cold.
Need to know how to dress.
This guy tells me.
The only station I listen to.
Winter's so cold.
When the wind blows cold, you need to know.
We get some winter here.
97.3, The Sky.
Money, money, money. A focus for many folks, and right or wrong, you got to eat, right?
Well, yeah, there's that.
This goes beyond that, I think. It is 9:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, you ever miss any part of the Bob Rose Show? We have great interviews we have on a regular basis. We had a couple of great ones today. Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America in the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock. State Representative Chad Johnson talking about solidifying and strengthening H. Bill 1645 that has to do with GRU and the GRU authority that the governor helped put into place. And this is going to solidify it and make investors and bondholders maybe feel a little bit better about the future of GRU. And if you missed it, you can go to the Bob Rose Show podcast. Now, you can download that from the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, or just download it wherever you normally get your podcast and just click on subscribe. No charge. You'll have it all there. You won't miss anything. We don't want you to.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of congressional Democrats don't miss much when it comes to investment opportunities. And yes. Not just making those investments, but doing pretty well. Let's see. The yearly salary is approximately $174,000 for a member of Congress.
Okay.
Now, there's some other perks and spending things and stuff like that, but that's pretty much basic. Now, it's well above the average salary that Americans make, you know, as median income. But if you're trying to live two lives and two cities and you've got a family and...
It's tough.
It isn't as easy as it may sound. And life anywhere around Washington, D.C. can be quite expensive. But moving on, Democrat stock portfolios. You figure, well, if you're not making a huge wage when you have to consider the above things I mentioned, you say, well, man, how do you even have money left to invest? But, well, there's not a whole lot of poor people in Congress. There are some. Not poor, maybe, but they're not all wealthy. At least, now they start out. Democrat stock portfolios in 2024 far outpaced the S&P 500. A study by a group called Unusual Whales. It has nothing to do with the sea mammals.
Oh, okay.
Whales meaning, people with lots of money.
Yeah.
They found Tuesday spiking on an average of 31% return. Can you imagine?
Wow.
If your stockbroker said, oh, yeah, I can get you about 31% return, you'd be like, oh, I love you. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's 7 points higher than the S&P 500, which, by the way, was at 24 points. And that's 5 points higher than the Republican colleagues, their return. Now, they did better than the average.
Right.
You know, they got 26% return versus 24, the S&P average. But not nearly as good as those Democrats. Yeah. The biggest Democrat offender, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, wait a second. I find it a little hard to believe that someone who can't afford a $200 hair straightening job could be making 142% returns on her investment. You heard me right. 142%! That sounds better than the old chicken deal that Hillary got years ago. Do you remember that one? That's going back a ways.
Mm.
Yeah. Wasserman Schultz sits on the Environment, Manufacturing, and Critical Minerals Subcommittee and bought shares in a company, I'm sure everybody's heard of it, right? Hecla Mining Company, H-E-C-L-A. Oh, no, you never heard of it?
Never, no.
Yeah, me neither. But that brought her a pretty good return. Oh, she also sits on House Appropriations Subcommittee.
Interesting.
On military construction. And just happened to buy shares in Viasat. That's basically a military company.
So you sit on boards that are connected to industries that you are familiar with.
Familiar.
You probably know what's going to happen before anybody else.
Maybe.
Because, you know, you're on the committee.
It's possible.
And so then they build something, and it makes a lot of money, and you've bought in. It almost sounds like that shouldn't even be, I don't know, legal?
No, it shouldn't be. And any time that they attempt to address it, it falls on deaf ears. But when they're asked, when they're cornered about, oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Uh-huh.
No.
But the votes don't ever go that way.
Most of them don't want it,
no.
Especially Dems. All right, so Wasserman Schultz doing pretty good, but so is Senator Ron Wyden, another Democrat, 123% gains. Morgan McGarvey, the congressperson out of Kentucky, 105%.
Wow.
Here's a name
people.
You might have heard before. Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yeah.
70%.
Wow.
And by the way, with Pelosi, that is stock investments. That doesn't include these other sweetheart deals where, let's just say, property is bought because a high-speed rail is coming in.
Uh-huh.
And then it's sold to some other political friend,
uh-huh,
and then eventually sold to the state because they're going to build the high-speed rail, and those other people, very politically connected, you know, like Nancy Pelosi's husband,
yes,
make huge, huge windfalls.
So many
on this
coincidences
stuff
in Washington,
yeah,
D.C.
It's just, how does it happen?
What are the odds?
Let's see, though. Republicans, a couple of them at least, have kind of caught under that game and say, hey, If it's good for the goose, good for the gander.
Yeah.
Dan Crenshaw out of Texas.
He always does well.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah. 61%. That's above average.
Okay. Yeah.
What about Mitch McCardle?
Oh, but he's so connected.
He has just recently invested in Jowl Tightening, a new company, trades under the JT symbol, Jowl Tightening.
Wow.
I just made that up. I thought that was pretty clever.
I can tell. Yeah.
45% above and beyond is his return. Hmm. Hakeem Jeffries.
Yes.
8%.
Well, we never thought he was too bright anyway.
I was going to say, he's doing it wrong.
Yeah, he is. Well, but, you know, he's being typical. He does it all wrong.
Yeah. So, anyway, there's some, they've saved the whales, at least in the Democrat Party in Congress. Mm-hmm. They've saved the whales.
Wow.
Some shows shutting down. You alluded to this, Greg, a little bit. You have a family connection to some things that are produced in Hollywood in that area. And also our friend Hollywood, specifically, he called it his brother right now, is concerned that the apartment complex he lives in could possibly burn down any time now. And he can't get out because all the streets are blocked off. Mm. Not good. So a lot of people that work in the industry out there, they are being impacted by this thing directly and indirectly. As out-of-control wildfires wreak devastation, Pacific Palisades, other parts of L.A. County, Hollywood is shutting down TV production, postponing award shows. Numerous celebrity studio execs have seen their personal lives impacted by this growing catastrophe. Jimmy Kimmel's late-night ABC show, among the most prominent shows to shut its doors. ABC shut down production, long-running Grey's Anatomy, and also Dr. Odyssey. Warner Brothers, the lot there in Burbank, closed due to the relative proximity to the fires in the Pasadena area, and numerous production expected to be impacted, including the new Max medical drama, The Pit, and popular Abbott Elementary. Not familiar with that one, are you?
No.
Greg, and you're, you look for some shows and do a little binging from time to time.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I haven't heard of that one. Abbott Elementary. I'll have to check it out. CBS reportedly called off this week's production on some of its NCIS titles. Maybe they could use some of the writers there to do sort of an expose as to, hey, how come we don't have any water? And then they could do an NCIS show about it.
So the same logic they use to write these things, to investigate.
Yes.
They really investigate.
To solve the crime of not having water when wildfires are prominent every year, year in and year out.
I like the way you're thinking. I like that.
So anyway, yes, it's... And as I think it was Hollywood pointed it out, there's a lot of people that work in the industry that are not rich.
Oh, yeah.
They're maybe not quite blue collar, although some are. But they are, you know, they're workers.
Well, you think about all the crews that we don't see. And then you've got people like, well, you know, my brother, he worked for NBC Burbank. And so
NBC.
And a lot of his neighbors were in the industry, obviously, being there in Burbank. Mm-hmm. But a couple of them were the people like, they're an actor, but they're not, you know, Tom Cruise. But they're the security guard that's standing at the door in the scene of a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Or the school teacher in the background. They're people who make a living just in these little bit roles. They're not getting rich, but it's...
But they're eating.
They're eating.
They have a roof over their head. Well, they had a roof over their head.
But a lot of regular folks. Yeah, it's not all the elitists.
Mm-hmm.
So it's true.
Speaking of elitist, wait till you get a load of this.
Uh-oh.
So Denver has a mayor, can you guess? Yes, Democrat.
Yep.
Has been covertly dumping chemicals, drugs, nuclear material. No, dumping illegal migrants, including criminal migrants, into nearby Colorado cities. One of them being Aurora. Remember that?
They made headlines.
Where it was not true that the gangs had taken over several apartment complexes in Aurora. Oh, wait. And it turned out, of course, it was true. Yeah. And so the mayor of Aurora, probably not real happy. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman, a Republican, is accusing Denver Democrat Mike Johnston of trying to push his migrant problem to non-governmental organizations and nonprofits, which then turn around and foist large numbers of migrants on nearby towns. And by the way, if you think that is not happening everywhere, you're mistaken. This is kind of the, well, this is part of their playbook now.
Mm-hmm.
Scattering them around smaller towns, which, of course, have less of an ability to absorb these folks anyway. And then the bad ones amongst these groups of people, well, they form gangs. And generally, that's not a good thing, you know? Peace Corps, that might be a good gang.
Yeah.
These aren't really Peace Corps material.
Not so much.
All right. Coming up, things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts that we want you to share with us. And it was for years brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Well, Robin's retired, and it is now Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Same location, same great care. And so it is the same little spice of life called Things That Make You Smile. Call in now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
The hell's with these drones?
6 o'clock.
Just happen to be near military sites, president's home, near a Coast Guard site. I don't know. I'll bet it's the commies again. I could be wrong, but I doubt it.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And it is time now for upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. And it's called Things That Make You Smile. Call in right now, 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Once again, that number to call in is 877-975-9825. Good morning, Ray. What's making you smile?
Good morning, guys. I have joined the ranks of turkey fryers. I will never go back. You have got to do the turkey frying. It was so delicious, and please join the ranks. You will not regret it.
All right.
You know,
well,
I've never done that.
Oh, you haven't?
I have not, no.
Oh, yeah. I've done it many times
and
over the years.
And didn't burn your garage down, did you?
Didn't burn anything down. Did have a close call one time with what I would call a volcanic reaction within the hot peanut oil.
Oh.
When I reused some of that oil.
Right.
To cook chicken wings in about a week or two after Thanksgiving, right? Were they still good for multiple cook.
Were they frozen?
Well, they weren't as defrosted as probably recommended.
Oh.
And so you had
a reaction.
Close to a volcanic reaction.
It's like a science project going off at your house. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just pulled them back out very quickly and didn't get burned or anything. But yeah, I can see how accidents definitely could occur.
You know, I've never thought about, I guess, in any depth or asked anyone who is smarter than me to know why that reaction happens that way. That would be, you know, what's the real science behind that? And I don't know. But I've had it. I've been to friends' house who did it, and they taste wonderful. So maybe it's something I need to do one of these days.
Well, and sometimes you have to make two, depending on how large your crowd is, because they recommend, believe in most of those kettles, if you will. I think, if I'm right, about a 15-pound max is what you want to do, size bird.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, if you're going to do, a couple of times, we did two, and then maybe even, you know, have a ham, like a
really
baked ham or something.
I thought about it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. You want choice. You want variety. Right?
So we did that Christmas. We did like a partial turkey breast and then also had ham, which is a nice. Because, some people like one more or less than the other. And so it was fun. It was good.
We could probably sneak another call in.
Go for it.
And you want me to go directly?
I don't have time to clear him, yeah.
Okay.
They better be good.
All right. Who's this and what's making you smile? Wait.
You have to push the button.
You tell us often about your son working in Latvia. I was able to do 4 months in
It was Leningrad, Soviet Union, back in 1988, back then. Latvia is a beautiful nation. I was only able to go to Estonia, though, so that makes me smile.
Yeah, you're referring to my nephew. He is an international teacher in Riga, I believe is how you say it, Riga, Latvia, which, other than him teaching there, I don't know a whole lot about that area. It is on the Baltic Sea, for those who want to play geography this morning, because we got to run along. Because the Smoking Gun is up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
This is Sky News.
We have four large fires, no percentage of containment, and the fire is growing.
Trending stories.
Changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
And why they matter.
Meta. Facebook.
We're going to get back to our roots, restoring free expression on our platform.
They spent more resources going after nonviolent protesters on January 6th.
North Central Florida's news station, on air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Well, fires on the West Coast have created problems, not just for the people living there, but, well, there's supposed to be a Monday night game for the NFL, Rams-Vikings playoff game. They are going to move it to the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, but the game will go off as scheduled, just in a different place. They also postponed an NHL game, Calgary Flames versus the LA Kings. So with that in mind, I guess the only Flames that are contained in that area are a hockey team. And that's your cheesy Smoking Gun for the day. But it is your Smoking Gun. And it is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.